Hello, everyone, and welcome to this first episode of the Hopsworks 5-Minute Interviews. This is a little bit of an epic day, right? We're starting a new project, and Hopsworks obviously has a lot of things to share, but we'll be doing this with a broad range of people in the community in the next couple of episodes as well. But the concept is really simple. I'm just going to have a very, very easy chat with my guests here. And the first guest that I have on here is actually a dear colleague of mine at Hopsworks, and that is Fabio Ruzzo. Welcome, Fabio.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
That's fantastic to have you here. And Fabio, just a couple of questions that I'm going to ask you, and then we'll take it from there. So the first thing is, you know, who are you and what do you do? You know, I know you work for Hopsworks, but what do you do at Hopsworks?
Yeah, well, I'm Fabio. Nice to meet you, everybody. I lead the engineering team at Hopsworks. I've been with Hopsworks since the early days, I think 2017, 2018, and taking through Hopsworks through different stages. And yeah, doing everything that needs to be done around the product and development and so on.
I know you're a super technical guy, but you're doing all kinds of different things at Hopsworks, right? It's
ranging. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. When you are a startup, like you wear like a lot of different hats, right? And you know, it's always good to also like, you know, interact with users, interact with customers, and like, you know, helping them out and see what their problems are. And how you can then, you know, bring them back to the product and improve the product and make it better.
Fantastic. Say, but how did you get into it? You know, what's your relationship to this field? Is this something that you always wanted to do since you were a kid, or how did you get into this?
It's actually came through studies, actually. So I was doing this like a European program, like a double degree master thing. And ended up studying at KTH here in Stockholm, and then that's where I met Jim, who's the CEO and co-founder of Hopsworks. Started working with him in what at the time was mostly a machine learning platform, and then we started building out the capabilities of the feature store, and then kind of the core aspect of the platform, and, you know, bring it to the cloud and bring it to multiple different users and stuff like this. So came in kind of naturally over different like years and iterations and so on. But yeah, that's where everything began.
Fantastic. Yeah. But I suppose, you know, you studied at KTH then at in Stockholm, because I hear a different accent there. Is that correct?
No, yeah, that's it. Yeah, so I'm actually Italian. So I did my bachelor in Trento, and then I moved to Berlin for like a year or so, and then I moved to Stockholm .
Are you enjoying the cold?
Oh yeah, it's amazing.
Fantastic. Okay, well, so why do you think it's so important to work on this stuff? You know, I mean, you could get a job anywhere, and you know, you could work on all kinds of different things. But what's so attractive about the machine learning field and machine learning platforms? You know, what do you think is so important about that?
I think there are two aspects, right? One is, after many years of working on it, that's kind of becomes your baby, right? So you want to take care of it, and so you don't, you know, necessarily like, I know, yeah. Outside industries are okay, but like, you know, that's kind of your baby, you look after that.
Yeah.
That's one aspect, a kind of more personal kind of situation. But then, you know, in terms of like what is important, like at the high level, like because I also work a lot with customers and different users, supporting them and helping them out, getting the best out of Hopsworks, I can see like the everyday struggles of like different data scientists trying to like bring models to production ultimately, and struggling particularly around managing data and having data access to both for training the models and also particularly when it's time to do like real time serving and so on, right? Mm-hmm. It's quite challenging to put together a package that actually works for them, right? That's what we're trying to solve at Hopsworks, essentially, at a very high level.
Is there anything particular about, you know, the fact that it's a machine learning based platform and not, you know, let's say some, you know, drawing or video editing platform or whatever, you know, why machine learning oriented?
I mean, At the eye level, like why do I work there, or like why in general?
No,
like,
I'm just interested why you chose the field of machine learning. You know, why do you think that's so interesting? I mean, aside from the entire hype in the industry, you know,
I think there's some really interesting concept of like, you know, having kind of machines solving problems for us, and like be able to kind of, you know, give them a bunch of data and getting to get some results without like necessarily having humans in the loop and so on, right? So that's definitely fascinating. At the eye level, the use cases that we encounter every day are not necessarily AGI. They are more like, you know, business oriented use cases to make, you know, either like user experience better, or, you know, prevent fraud, prevent like situations like, you know, malicious access to certain aspects of the platform and stuff like this, right? So it really has like a user experience and user benefits impact on the machine learning that we work with. It's not like far-fetched in the future, but it's actually here that we want to support, and we want to be able to you know, provide their scientists with the tools that they can actually deploy their ideas and their implementations and so on.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, I've only been working in this field for like a month now, but you know, you can see the wide variety of different use cases, right? It's super interesting. Fabio, I only have one more question for you, you know, because we're going to keep these interviews quite short, but what's the one thing that you would like our viewers, our listeners to take away or go and read or have a little look around at, you know, that you can recommend as an expert in the field a little bit?
I'm gonna plug something that we wrote, and you know, we're gonna kind of direct them there. So we wrote this blog post in called From MLOps to ML Systems, and kind of like describes at the high level how we think about implementing machine learning applications, machine learning systems that actually leverage machine learning to provide business value. And to a large degree, we look into details on how we think about structuring these programs and how we people can actually leverage objects to deploy these programs effectively, essentially.
I like it a lot. Yeah, it's a great article. I'll put the link with this little video as well. Fabio, that's it. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, and I look forward to this journey together with you. It's going to be fun.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye.